It's a question we've all asked ourselves at some point in time. Can I vacuum up my own flatulence?
Yes.
And could it put you in the hospital? All coming up. But first, our lead story. If you missed it Friday afternoon on TMZ, they posted audio of Amanda Bynes rambling on about killing her parents, supposedly recorded by a roommate she was living with in Hollywood for a while. Well, here's part of it. She claims she was joking, all right?
Your father, a murderer person.
It goes on for like 90 seconds. It's crazy.
Like a murderer person.
Like a murderer person.
She wants to lead him into a ditch. Again, if you missed part of that, she said, I haven't decided how I want to murder him. I don't believe in murder. He literally like is the worst person. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than slitting his throat. That is what I would love to do.
Yeah.
That's from the audio. Now, she later tweeted that she was joking.
And then she's crying. Just kidding.
We do that all the time. We joke like that. Come on.
She's currently in therapy to, quote, talk about my dad issues, and that will solve my concerns with people invading my private life.
I think I'm more mad that she said like every other word.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then wasn't the blinker on too long in the car?
Yes.
The turn signal was on a little bit too long, but those are the important things.
Yeah.
So finally, we know the answer to an age-old question. Researchers from the University of Utah went to Namibia in Africa and had dozens of people from remote tribes try to navigate with maps for the first time. And men did noticeably better than women. The researchers think there's an evolutionary reason that men needed the ability to figure out directions to more remote places when they were looking for wives. So men who were better at navigating were more likely to reproduce and pass on their genes.
You mean like ladies' nights at the club back then?
Exactly. The researchers found that the men from the tribes who were the best at reading maps also had more children than men who weren't as good. In other words, your ability to read a map is apparently a good prediction of how you'll do with the ladies.
Mm. Yeah. Well, how many you can find.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because it increases your odds because you find more of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody can read a map anymore. Unfortunately.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to. So that's null and void.
Yeah.
Guys, you know where the ladies are going to be. Ladies' night at the Miss Lou Center Cotton Gin. Dollar makes you holler.
Hey.
And here's a fun, sweet story about a dog. There's an 85-year-old guy in Texas that had to go to the hospital a few weeks ago, but the paramedics did not realize that when they pulled away from his home, his dog had hopped onto the sidestep of the ambulance and rode to the hospital with them. Don't make that face, Reagans. It ends on a happy note.
Oh, I love this story.
The dog rode 20 miles without them knowing until another driver caught up with the ambulance and flagged them down. They pulled over and brought the dog inside for the rest of the ride.
Wow.
The dog rode 20 miles. Mm-hmm. Riding right there on the little sidestep.
That tells me the ambulance wasn't going fast enough.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Maybe
just an ambulance cruiser. Just say, hey.
Maybe it was not that big of an emergency. Right. Mm-hmm.
And there is a chance that this story is made up. This came from Reddit over the weekend. So, it could easily be made up, and we are acknowledging that. It's just too good not to share on the off chance that it's true. There's a guy that is lactose intolerant, and he ate some cheese Saturday. His girlfriend was gone, and as the story goes, he was cleaning up the house to surprise her when she came back. But the cheese had upset his stomach, so he was encountering some flatulence. So he decided that he would vacuum his own flatulence to keep the smell from getting into the house and keep it all sealed up inside the vacuum bag.
Right, right.
But obviously we wouldn't be telling you the story if things had gone according to plan. Quote, it turns out that between the negative pressure of a vacuum and the positive pressure of flatulence, the effect was stronger than anticipated. The gas was rapidly absorbed into the vacuum tube along with the end of my large intestine.
No way.
I don't buy it either.
That's funny, though.
He had to go to the hospital and posted his story online as he was being prepped for surgery to reconstruct his colon. Now, the odds of the story being true are slim.
I don't know.
But we're just sharing it on the off chance that it's true.